This is the Des Moines National Weather Service. No weather radio station KXI-62. Tower space for this broadcast has been provided by Alliant Energy at Montezuma. The current time is 12:02 p.m. Central Daylight Time.
A slow-moving upper-level system centered over northwestern Missouri will move into Illinois by this afternoon. Bands of showers and widely scattered thunderstorms will continue to wrap around the low. Most areas east of the Missouri River will see additional rainfall again today. By tonight, the low will move far enough east into Illinois that rainfall will end for western and central Iowa. High pressure will follow and provide dry and warm weather for the region Sunday. Look for another storm system to develop over the western portion of the region late Sunday night. A warm front will extend from the low across southeastern Nebraska into northern Missouri. Thunderstorms will develop along this front as it lifts into Iowa on Monday. The threat for thunderstorms will increase, and some of the storms could become severe during the late afternoon and evening. Highs today will be cooler than normal, with highs in the 70s with lower to mid-80s over the west. Lows tonight will be in the 60s. On Sunday, sunshine will help boost temperatures into the mid to upper 80s. For Iowa, occasional showers were reported across most of the state this morning, with a few areas reporting heavy rain at times. Radar estimates of an inch or more were found from east of Sioux City to Estherville to Colfax. Otherwise, almost all of Iowa received rain. Overnight temperature fell to the upper 60s to the lower 70s, which is normal for this time of the year. By 11 a.m. Central Daylight Time, temperatures were ranging from 66 degrees at Fort Dodge to 79 degrees over Clinton. The wind was from the east-northeast, averaging 10 miles an hour. Rain showers were continuing to fall over most of central, north-central, and south-central areas of the state late this morning.
Now the forecast for Montezuma and surrounding locations. Today, occasional showers and scattered thunderstorms in the morning. Occasional thunderstorms in the afternoon. High in the mid-70s. Northeast wind 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy. A chance of thunderstorms through the night. A chance of showers after midnight. Low in the mid-60s. Northwest wind 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of rain 40%. Independence Day, partly cloudy. High in the lower 80s. Northwest wind 10 to 15 miles an hour. Sunday night, mostly clear until midnight, then becoming partly cloudy. Low in the mid-60s. Northwest wind 5 to 10 miles an hour. Monday, partly cloudy. A chance of thunderstorms. High in the lower 80s. East wind 10 to 15 miles an hour. Chance of rain 40%. Monday night, partly cloudy. A chance of thunderstorms. Low in the mid-60s. Chance of rain 50%. Tuesday, partly cloudy. A chance of thunderstorms. High in the upper 70s. Chance of rain 40%. Tuesday night, mostly clear. Low around 60. Wednesday, mostly sunny. High around 80. Wednesday night, partly cloudy. Low in the lower 60s. Thursday, mostly sunny. High in the lower 80s. Thursday, partly cloudy. A chance of thunderstorms. Low in the mid-60s. High in the lower 80s. Chance of rain 30%. Again, the forecast for Montezuma and surrounding locations for today. Occasional showers and scattered thunderstorms in the morning. Occasional thunderstorms in the afternoon. High in the mid-70s. Northeast wind 5 to 10 miles an hour. These are the noon conditions for the Etowah area. The report from Etowah Airport was not available. Looking around the area, at Cedar Rapids, fog was reported, with a temperature of 73. At Des Moines, rain and fog were reported, with a temperature of 69. Here are some conditions elsewhere in Iowa. At Omaha Council Bluffs, it was partly sunny, with a temperature of 75. At Sioux City, it was cloudy, with a temperature of 73. At the Quad Cities, rain and fog were reported, with a temperature of 74. Now for a few weather conditions around the region. At Chicago, it was cloudy. The temperature was 81 degrees, with a heat index of 84. At Sioux Falls, haze was reported. The temperature was 74 degrees. At Minneapolis-St. Paul, it was cloudy. The temperature was 77 degrees, once again at noon. Here is the short-term forecast for the following cities. Algona, Ames, Atlantic, Carroll, Centerville, Cheriton, Creston, Denison, Des Moines. Esterville, Fort Dodge, Iowa Falls, Knoxville, Lamoni, Marshalltown, Mason City, Mount Air, Newton, Oskaloosa, Ottumwa, and Waterloo, including Cedar Falls. Locally heavy rain possible. Little change in the weather is anticipated into the early afternoon across central Iowa. Occasional showers will continue with a brief thunderstorm or two possible as well. The showers and storms will be slow-moving and may produce heavy downpours with rainfall rates over an inch per hour. Motorists should be alert for low visibilities and ponding water on roads. Here is the short-term forecast for portions of eastern Iowa. Showers will continue across eastern Iowa through the noon hour. Some brief heavy downpours will be possible with rainfall amounts up to a quarter inch in a short amount of time. Most areas will receive rainfall amounts up to a couple tenths of an inch as showers move northwest around 20 miles an hour.